Hey, babe. Oh, why are you sitting in the dark? You don't look happy. What's going on? Nope. You're gonna tell me everything is not fine. I know because I'm a girl, and when we say everything's fine, we mean anything but. So, scoot on over on the couch. I'm gonna come sit on your lap so I can wrap an arm around you and you can tell me what in the world has got you down. Baby. Oh, honey, I'm so sorry. I know what those days are like. Yeah. I mean, the days where you look in the mirror and you don't love it. Yes. You know me, I kind of live in that space. But I think we all do from time to time, so. Yeah. Babe. No. Okay. Listen. Your feelings are absolutely valid, and I am not going to try and talk you out of them. The only thing that I ask is that you would let me maybe present a different perspective. Okay? I love having my own giant teddy bear. I love it. You should hear me. You know, these girls at work talk about, you know, who they're dating, or they gripe about their husbands and things like that. And all I want to tell them is, listen, I go home every night to this giant of a man who is soft and warm and cuddly and so sexy. Stop. No, you don't get to disagree with me. My feelings are valid too, and my feelings say that you are sexy. You are. You're so handsome. I know I tell you that all the time, but I will just keep doing it because it's 112% what I think. I am so lucky to have you. No. That is the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. Baby, I don't stay with you in spite of your size. It's not like a martyrdom that I'm in. Your size is one of the first things that attracted me to you. You are strong and solid and safe, you know? I'm sorry, but I don't want to come and try and melt into somebody who's just, I don't know. I don't want to disparage anyone, babe, but you know how you've told me over and over again that you don't want to hug a stick? Well, I don't either. Why do you think I hug you all the time? All the time. It's because holding on to you is so safe. I mean, you put your arms around me and like nothing is getting in. It may as well be cap shield. Let's just be honest, okay? Nothing is getting past you. And so what if some things are soft? I don't need the muscle man of the year. Okay. Oh, that made me laugh. Yes, I do have a thing for Dwayne Johnson. every woman on the planet has a thing for Dwayne Johnson because he's delightful. But what am I gonna do? Like, how do you actually hug the actual Rock? I don't need a big muscle bound behemoth of a dude. I need you. I need you to, first of all, I need you to sort of like block for me, right? When we're shopping. Do you know how handy you come in on Black Friday? Like, you clear the path for me and it's amazing. I need you for, let's see, all the heavy things I can't carry in from the car when we go grocery shopping and I buy way too many things. I need you to steal hoodies from. I do. I love them so much. But it's not like I'm going to be able to steal a hoodie from just like any random guy. Yours are perfect. They're big and they're warm and they're broken in and soft. The best part is they smell like you. And that's just, it's the best. Whose lap would I sit on? Just like this. Only yours. You're big enough, I'm not gonna break your legs when I sit on you. Yeah. You're big enough that I can reach up and wrap my arms around your neck and kiss your lips. Baby. There's nothing here about your size that I have to overlook. Everything about you is sexy to me. It's sexy and it's just exactly what I want. I want you. You're just, I don't know. I wish you could see exactly how I feel about you. I wish that there were never days where you doubted it. I wish that no one ever made you feel like you weren't attractive. I know we all have those days. And you are the very best at getting me through the days when I don't feel attractive. So I'm gonna sit here on your lap. Gonna look you in the face, and I'm gonna promise you that everything about your body, your size, your heart, everything about that is what draws me to you. There's nothing I would change. I am so proud of my very own teddy bear. And I hope you never change.